Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. Is up. There we go. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Shred Show Live. I'm your host, Josh Pitts. I'm coming to you live. Just me this morning. I don't have a guest. Our guest who we had on the show this morning had some things come up with family and they had to go and jet. So, hey, family comes first. You always hear me talk about that. I love my family. It's been a crazy week. And today I'm going to be talking about you have to stop caring. Now, I'm going to get into that a little bit more. This is a little clickbaity. I'm going to be honest. I hope I got your attention because this is something that is so important. And I got a message from a friend yesterday and another one today from a completely different person talking about this. Hey, Romney, what's up? Morning, sir. Johnny Yanko, thank you for joining us. Good morning. If you're joining us on IG, if you're joining us on Instagram, or sorry, Instagram, you're here. If you're joining us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitch, YouTube, wherever you're joining from, big shout out to everybody who's hanging out with us this morning. Not going to play the intro for the show this morning. I'm just going to get right into it because what I'm talking about today, I need everybody to really listen up. I need everybody to focus in because this is one of those things where I literally see people struggling with it. And there's a whole lot of, I could take this in so many different directions this morning, but I really need people to start grasping the concept of you don't have to care what other people think, what other people are doing. So my message is, like I said, I'm going to share a little bit about this. I won't tell who messaged me, but I had a really good friend of mine message me and say, hey, Josh, you know, I'm really trying to get hold of this idea. You always go live. You're always putting yourself out there. I can't do it because I care so much about what my friends, my family, what other people may think of me. I just care so much. I just feel I'm so scared that I'm not willing to put myself out there. And I'm just like, are you kidding? Like, you're so scared. You're so willing to hold yourself back. You care so much about what other people think. And he said, and he's like, dude, it's not the random people. He's like, I could care less. If I don't know somebody, I don't care what they think of me. He's like, it's my friends. It's my family. It's the people closest to me. That's the people that's what I care most about. I'm telling you right now, Homestash, what's up? Thanks for joining us, guys. If you're joining us, comment hashtag shred. That means you're here with us right now. That means you're shredding with me. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you joining me. I love getting to, when I get a riff, when I just get a go and I have something that's like top of mind for me and I just got to get to kind of flow with it and have fun. When I have a guest not show up, I get to say what's on my mind and hopefully it's valuable to you. And like I said, this one comment, and then I'll get into the other one. This buddy of mine, I'm like, dude, you have to get over that. Or you have to start changing your circle of people that you're surrounding yourself with. All of us struggle mentally. I've been there. We've all been there. But you have to not care. Like literally, the world that we live in now, the chaos, the craziness. Hey, Randy Viers, good morning. Shred, morning, Josh, good morning, morning. Brett Kuhn, hashtag shred, coming in hot. What's up, Brett? Good morning. Brett, good shout out to my good friend, Brett. Guy is always, always here this every single morning. Brett, thanks for being here, brother. Jackson Ball with a comment. I struggle with that sometimes too, but I did a funny TikTok and starting to crawl out of my, there you go. Like, here you go, Jackson. This is a perfect example. It doesn't matter where you start. You just have to start. We all suck in the beginning. Like, I'm just going to call it as it is. Like, and to this day, this video, some people are like, well, what? Like, he's just going on there ranting about whatever he wants. Yes. That's the best part about it. Like, you can do, like, if you have a platform, if you have an audience, maybe only three or four of you, this really hits with this morning. Perfect. That three or four of you. Out of audience of thousands of people that we have, which I'm humbled by, you have to stop caring. Scott Eck, hashtag shred. Thanks for joining us as well, Scott. Great people joining us this morning. But I tell you all this because there literally isn't anything more important right now than not caring. Now, again, care about people, but don't care about what people think of you. I know that sounds totally like counterproductive, counterintuitive. You're like, how? Like, how can I care about people and not care what they think? There's a very distinct issue. caring about people, and it's fine. It's like I mentioned our guest this morning. I care about my family more than anything. I care what they think. I care how they are, their health, their mental well-being. I absolutely care about them. But when it comes to what people think about me, you go back to my origin story. Many of you have heard this story. When I went to Inman Connect, if any of you know the Inman crowd, I went to Inman wearing a hat and a t-shirt. I went to Inman, New York, of all places. Man, I was absolutely the laughing stock. Hey, Michael Keller, what's up, dude? Love this message. Be you. You not only have to be you, like that's not like that is absolutely part of it, Michael, but it's so much more of just like, just don't care. Don't give a damn. Like you really have to get over that, especially with the world. We live in a world that is so willing to give their opinion and give their two cents. And hey, awesome. Appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing that. But if it's not positive, I don't need it in my life. Don't want it around my life. Which leads me into my second message. I got a message this morning from somebody. Long message. Sharing with me, Josh, you continually to, you know, you put out these videos, but I don't see you on these speaking circuits anymore. Like, I don't see you like, are you, you know, why aren't you speaking on these stages like you used to? Number one, there's COVID. And like, there's just the speaking opportunities are few and far between. Criticals of Josh Pitts and Alec Hansen. Oh, nice. From what I picked up from these live videos. Awesome. Or these live pods. Good to hear that, Jackson. I'm glad I inspired you. But going back, this person was like, I don't see you on these stages anymore. Let me be very, very clear. A lot of these speaking opportunities are pay to play. A lot of people get on a stage because they're paying. They want to pay to get their name and their recognition out there. Hey, to each their own. I'm not going to bash somebody. But this person, how they were asking it, they ended this way too. They said, you know, is it, you're putting all this effort into it. Is it really even doing anything for your brain and doing any, like really anything in your long-term goals, trying to accomplish what you are? Of course it is. I don't do videos purely just to say, look at me, to get recognition, to grow my brand. I do it. Hey, Kenton, what's up, my boy Kenton joining me this morning, Victoria joining me on IG. I don't do it to get the pat on the back, to get the look at me. I do it because like Jackson said, hopefully I can help inspire. Hopefully I can share a message where you can get over this. I don't care that you no longer care what people are thinking and you're willing to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation and start sharing your message and whatever it is. Y'all see me. I'm wearing my Shred Gaming shirt today. I'm wearing a game. A lot of people know I've shared this before. I'm into gaming. I'm into crypto. I'm into a lot of things. I've been in the mortgage and real estate business for a long time. That's where our main business is. But doesn't mean I can't talk about other things I'm passionate about. Look at Gary Vaynerchuk. The dude goes garage sailing for hell's sakes. So like, it's just crazy to me. Yes, it is. Shred is a brand. I look at companies shredding as getting it. Yeah, 100%. Great point here, Michael. I appreciate you sharing that. And here's the thing that I want all of you to get in this morning, to kind of get mentally, start pushing through. Like I said, 2020, even 2021, it was a tough mental year. And shout out to all of you. Huge respect for everybody who has struggled with mental illness, who has struggled with those things. And I'm not going to go deep into that road, but you have to start taking care of yourself mentally. And it starts with loving yourself, with respecting yourself and being able to say, you know, and even the naysayers, maybe they're your closest friends. Maybe they're your family. Hell, maybe they're even your spouse. And if that's the case, like, I'm sorry, that's a bummer. Like I hope, sorry, IG, a pause. I don't know why freaking IG does that. Sorry, but hopefully you're back here, IG family. Here's the thing though, is if it is, you need to have a serious sit down conversation with your spouse saying, hey, I need you in my corner. I need you to be, life's tough as it is. When I go to the office, wherever I go, I need you here. I don't need you to be the naysayer. I need you to be the positive, the one supporting me and pushing me. Cause life's, like I said, life's tough enough. There's plenty of negative people in our world. So having the support of our family and our loved ones and the people around us is absolutely critical. But always be willing to just say, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to go to be me. I'm going to do the things that I want to do. And I'm just going to go, I'm going to enjoy it. You have to enjoy it. Because I promise, I've said this before. If you don't enjoy what you do, if you're not loving every, if you're not getting up every morning and I get to go do this, if I didn't enjoy doing this, like my life would suck. So I don't care. Care about people. Care about the people that care about you. That's plain and simple. Great mantra to have. I promise it will always bode well for you. So that's it this morning for you guys. It was something short, something sweet. But this has been, like I said, it's fun when I get these messages because now, again, even this person who's kind of trying to be a naysayer of, oh, you're not on these stages. You're not. Is your brand dying? Is your brand going down? Of course it's not. I'm just not willing to pay to play. Like, I'm not willing to pay to play in those arenas. I think it's great that, like I said, to each their own. But if I'm invited to speak and I can go do something and share whatever message I have, whatever content, and hopefully inspire, motivate, and drive those who want to shred every single day, like Michael said, fantastic. That's what I'm all about. So with that being said, we actually have a new launch of a podcast. I'm going to tease everybody who's listening. We have a new podcast that's just about to launch. We're going to be talking a lot more about this. So really excited about it. Huge shout out to my team, Justin, Nicole, Dow, everybody on the team, Cass, like my wife is probably my biggest supporter and biggest team member of mine. So huge shout out to my team. You got to have a great team. You got to have great people around you who care. It's plain and simple. So with that, guys, as always, I appreciate you. I love you. And I hope you guys have a phenomenal day. If there's anything I can ever do for you, please reach out. Let me know. I hope that I can be here for you. If you ever need just some support, if you ever need somebody who does care, I do. I really do. Everybody who tunes in here, I truly care about you. And I would, for the most part, I would do dang near anything for you. So if there's anything you ever need, let me know. I'm here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you. Love you. Now it's time for all of you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys.